Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hello, this is James Brookman welcoming you to Journey, the thought for the week from Torch Trust. Today's thought is from Deborah Chand. Deborah has been working with Torch to set up a new befriending service called Journeying With, for people new to sight loss.
This is the time of year to give the garden a good sort. I have to confess to needing help with this now, but still do some fair weather gardening. Overgrown beds, unruly stalks, matted undergrowth, and hedges run wild all need cutting back. Brushing by the shrubs and herbs, you can't help but catch their rich scents which linger in the memory. Rosemary, lavender, oregano, thyme and basil. Their fragrance hinting at memories of exotic climes and warm summer days. The freshness of mint and lemon balm, the leaves crushed between fingers, to soothe the tensions of the day. Sage, salvia sapidus, from the Latin salva, which means to be saved, and sapidus, speaking of wisdom, to know, to taste, bringing with it claims of healing properties to restore well-being. Then there is rose, the queen of plants, the last few petals clinging to their hips, bringing a sweet fragrance that reminds me of their glorious show of late summer blooms. The snag of thorns on an old bramble reminds me of the juicy crop of blackberries we enjoyed this year. The delight of finding the sweetest apple on a tiny Cox's pippin tree reminds me of a Bible verse in Psalm 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Often, gifts have to be consumed to be experienced, to be used up. Herbs are pounded to release their flavour. Flowers are cut to make a bouquet. Chocolates are devoured, and soap lathered to keep us fresh and clean. As I finish up in the garden, the rustling of old poppy seed heads reminds me that this is the time of year when we also pause and remember the many who have given their lives, the very best of themselves, to protect others during earlier times and, sadly, so many ongoing conflicts today. To them, we owe the courtesy of remembering what they did, what they gave for others. In the same way, the Bible says in Ephesians 5, verse 2, that Christ was poured out as a fragrant offering to God on our behalf, and that we too should live a life filled with love, following his example. In so doing, we too may linger in the memory for many years to come.
Thank you for listening to Journey, produced by Torch Trust, a Christian organisation for people who are blind or partially sighted. As well as running specialist holidays and a network of friendship groups, Torch has a free lending library of audiobooks for people who are blind or partially sighted. To find out more, you can go to our website at torchtrust.org or telephone 0333 123 1255.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.